I'm obsessed with them. I always have been obsessed with trains. And I saw a brilliant thing, which I'm going to try and get on at the South Bank Festival, at a Meltdown.
Yes.
Which I'm curating next year.
How exciting.
Did you see the Station Stories thing?
No, what was that then?
Really inspired. So it was a load of local writers in Manchester, all wrote short stories to do with train travel and stations. That was right. The only remit. So you're led with silent disco headphones on, like six of you, somebody leading with a flag sort of thing. And then you hear the narrator begin to talk. You hear music, and then you hear the narrator start to read the story. And you're looking around.
Oh, and it's the place that you are.
Yeah, and you're looking around for who it is, and you can't pick them out of the crowd because they're very cleverly doing it via headphones
yeah.
or whatever. And then you finally find the person who's reading the story and they'll be acting out something to do with it. And then we were led onto a platform, and brilliant little stories. And then we were led onto a platform. We could hear a guy talking, really amazing. Nicholas Royal, the writer's called it. And it was about a guy that used to train spot with his son, but his son had gone to Afghanistan. And it's a really sad story. And you look around, and we couldn't see him anywhere, and I thought, they've taken us to the wrong place. And then at a dramatic moment in the story, the train pulled out and he was behind it, sat on a stool and dressed like an old man. It was so emotional.
Oh, wow.
And you could do loads with the South Bank Centre in that.
Yeah, regard. And you're right on the river as well, which is a kind of equivalent thing, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you could do it based on the river. They, you lot that did Station Stories have kind of roped you into that, haven't I, by doing it quite so publicly.
There you go, we've done it. We've done it on air. We're workshopping it. I hope you're on board.